Good afternoon, and thank you so much for calling Arch Top Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today? Hello? Hello? Thank you for calling Arch Top Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Can you hear me?
Now I can hear you.
Okay. Yes, I was supposed to have my my Arch Top Fiber installed on the 1st. And the technician showed up, but he didn't do the work. And then we found out he couldn't do it that day for some unknown reason. And okay. I was looking forward to hearing from you guys again. And it's been several days now, and nothing's happened. And I just wonder what's going on.
Absolutely. I can definitely take a look at that. May I please have your name and your service address, please?
It's Paul Seward, S-E-W-A-R-D.
Oh, perfect.
299, huh?
Yep, go ahead.
What? 299 Old State Route 32, Saugerties, New York.
Perfect. And the best phone number in the event that we get disconnected, please?
845-443-6776.
Perfect. So we did actually just leave a voicemail for you. We are able to go ahead and schedule you to have the install completed. So just bear with me as I take a look.
They haven't started yet, actually.
Yeah. I know that there were a couple of issues that we had to resolve, I think, if I'm not mistaken. But we're looking at 5 days out. Today is the 4th one.
5 more days. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, yes.
Mm.
The date that they're coming?
We're working on it. He's going to pause right now.
Okay. I am taking a look. I apologize for that.
My wife just asked when we can expect to see you. I didn't have an answer for you yet.
Yes, absolutely. We are all booked out through to the end of...
Why is this my problem? You guys were supposed to be here on the 1st. You didn't show up.
I understand
and
that.
And now I got to wait until what?
It's looking like the 13th, sir. I do have a 10 a.m. available on the 13th. That's the earliest that I have.
Okay. Well, what happened to my other appointment?
So I'm not really quite too sure what seems to have happened. Let me just take a look at the notes here.
I know what didn't happen. You didn't show up, and now I got to wait till the 13th. So I'm just wondering if I didn't call, what would have happened?
No, we've actually left a couple of different voicemails. I know we left one today. We left one on the 1st. I called you today.
I called you today, and you were supposed to call me back. That's why I'm calling now. Nobody called.
Yeah, there was a voicemail that was left at about 5 o'clock.
22 minutes ago? I would have been here.
Yeah, there was a voicemail that was left. I do apologize
for that.
What
number did you leave it to?
The one on the that would be on file. That would be the 845-443-6776.
Obviously, it didn't get to me. So I want to make sure you have the right number.
As I just stated, the one we have on file is 845-443-6776.
Okay.
It's the only number we have on file.
Well, I thought that, but I thought you'd call it too, and you said you did, but nobody called here. That's why I'm concerned. So I'm just trying to sort that out.
No, I appreciate that.
So you're going to be here on the 13th?
Yes. Would you like a 10 a.m. appointment? Does that work for you?
Fine.
Okay. All right. So I've got you scheduled up for the 13th at 10 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's all set in stone, and that's all scheduled up.
Okay.
Okay.
Look forward to seeing you guys.
Absolutely. And we look forward to being able to provide you with the service. Is there anything
absolutely
else that I could help you with today?
No. Okay. Take care.
All right. I do appreciate your call back and thank you for your understanding. I hope that you have a fantastic rest of your day and a wonderful week ahead as well.
Okay.
Thank you.